And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Anybody else tired this morning after such a busy week of stuff last week?
I was tired Friday night.
Yeah, oh, Friday night. I was riding on a Weird Al high, but I was exhausted and passed out after that.
And then, let's just say that it was the perfect end to the big slick week when Jen finally got to meet the one and only Weird Al.
And I'm pretty sure I almost died because of Jen.
I'm set. Like, there's nobody else I want to meet. There's no concerts I ever want to go to again. Life is made. I don't feel like I ever want to interview anyone ever again. Because I've hit the pinnacle. I've hit the top.
Weird Al is your pinnacle.
Yes.
Okay.
Honestly, I was trying to think
in my
head.
It's all downhill from here.
Is there anybody else I'd want? And there's people I'd want to meet. Do I want to meet Barack Obama? Sure. But I don't, like.
Is he doing a concert somewhere?
Weird Al is the top.
He's going to be in Big Slick next year.
Top for me. So fun.
Well, a little bit later on, we'll play the interview for you, and we'll talk about how this all came to be from Big Slick Weekend.
And I get it, because we posted the video on our Facebook page. Some people were like, thought that those were unique questions I asked him, but I can explain why I asked those particular questions. So we'll get into all of that.
Probably because I don't think she could remember what the real questions were.
Right.
So.
Oh, no idea.
Here he comes.
He's walking from, 30 feet away, and I'm like, Weird Al's 30 feet away, and I'm going to talk to him. What am I going to say? What am I going to do? And the weirdest part was because nobody had gotten any interviews. None of the press had gotten interviews
with
anybody.
Right.
So all the press gathered around to watch our interview.
Yeah.
But David Cook very specifically said, Weird Al, this is KC-1021. Boom, here's your interview. Mm-hmm. So 1,000 people, it felt like, in my head,
staring
at me doing this interview. But I was so, laser focused. All I could see was me and Weird Al standing next to each other, staring into each other's eyes.
Right.
That was it.
That got weird quick.
Completely zoned out. Nothing around me. It was glorious.
How many times have you watched the video?
Only twice because I'm mad at myself because I feel stupid. Like, oh, I should have asked him this. I should have mentioned this. I should have done that. So it's too hard to watch.
It is what it is.
Yep.
Good stuff. Well, like I said, we'll talk about that later on. And Shaylee, you watched a movie over the weekend?
Yes, I watched Gremlins.
All right. Yes.
She sent me a text and said, was everybody high in the 80s?
That's a serious question.
I don't know why you have to take that tone with it. I watched Gremlins.
Well, I'll tell you in my synopsis
All right,
later.
That's good. We'll get the show started with 10 items or less, as always.
It was a huge weekend for Big Slick. The Big Celebrity Weekend raised a record $1.75 million to benefit the Cancer Center at Children's Mercy. I saw a couple of the bidding auctions, or the items from the auction Saturday. Two $60,000 bids for a total of $120,000,
wow,
for an opportunity to join Paul Rudd on a tour of the Atlanta set of his next movie, Ant-Man and the Wasp. You get to go to the premiere, and supposedly you get a chance to be in the movie as well. So huge, huge money going to Children's Mercy. A teenage girl's expected to recover after falling from a ride at the Great Escape in Queensbury, New York. There's video of this. It's really scary. A chilling cell phone video taken on Saturday shows the 14-year-old Delaware girl dangling, then falling about 20 feet and being caught by bystanders. One man injured his back helping catch the girl, but is expected to survive. The ride is closed while the park conducts an internal review. Royals lost 8-2 to the Blue Jays yesterday. They are off today. Open up a 3-game series against the Tigers tomorrow in Detroit. Royals third in the AL Central at 37-37, 2.5 games behind Minnesota. And Shaylee was asking what I was looking at. It was this dog, a 125-pound Neapolitan Mastiff named Martha, was officially crowned the world's ugliest dog.
Aww.
At the Sonoma Marin Fair in California on Friday. Martha's sleepy eyes and rows of floppy skin helped her stand out from the pack of 13 curious-looking canines at the 29th annual World's Ugliest Dog Competition. I think this puppy is adorable. You can look at pictures of her online. That's your 10 items or less for Monday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
816-576-7102 with your guesses. 19% of hotel workers say they found this left behind in one of the rooms. Your first hint is dentist.
Okay, Megan and Eudora, why don't you take a stab at it first here this morning. Good morning.
It is not toothbrush. I would think this is something you would miss immediately, and how you could leave it behind, I do not know.
In Odessa, Sam. Good morning, Sam.
Hi.
All right, what do you think here?
I'm going to say dentures.
It is dentures. So one in five hotel workers basically have found dentures in a hotel room.
Wow.
Gross. Left behind. I used to clean hotel rooms. I did it for a summer. Never found dentures. Never found teeth.
I can imagine what you did find, though.
You know what?
I'm just saying.
It was a slightly fancier bed and breakfast, so it wasn't... I never found
that
anything...
That doesn't mean anything.
I didn't find anything super gross. I never found what you're thinking about.
Okay. Well, I just...
It was gross enough having to...
In general.
Clean up after people, but, you know... I never found anything really gross. But you got it right. You're going to go see Joel McHale at the Midland.
You didn't have a black light, that's why.
No.
Awesome.
Oh, no. Do not black light the hotel. You don't want to know. You're going to the Midland Friday. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you, Sam. Who was I just talking about dentures with here?
Not
who
me.
Were we having? I was having this discussion. I said my grandma used to have the old school ones that you would take out.
Right.
And, you know, she would leave them in the glass on the bathroom counter there.
And she would leave them for the hotel workers to find, apparently.
Well, right. Right, exactly.
Would you not miss those when you go to breakfast? Wouldn't you need them?
I would think so.
I feel like you would.
But of the things I have forgotten in my lifetime, I would see myself doing that for sure.
Give yourself a couple of years. That's next. Yeah.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Phil Collins.
Take a look at me now.
Yeah, take a look at him now. A gash in his forehead.
With his life alert going, I've fallen and I can't get up.
Poor Phil. Just a man trying to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, all right?
6:41. I can't even do it without snorting.
Beyonce and Bruno Mars are big winners at the 2017 BET Awards in Los Angeles. Last night, Beyonce was named Best Female R&B Pop Artist and also claimed the Viewer's Choice Award and Video of the Year, both for Sorry. Mars took home the Best Male R&B Pop Artist Trophy and shared the Video of the Year prize for 24K Magic. Nickelback getting ready to come to Starlight, but don't be surprised if the crowd knows the words better than singer Chad Kroeger. He recently told People magazine he sometimes forgets the words to his own songs.
Oh, no.
If you just blank a song you've played 1,000 times, you're like, never made it as a wise man. What the hell's the words? I've said it 1,000,000 times. And all of a sudden you're just like,
yeah.
It's like the plane's coming down,
yeah,
no matter what.
Yeah.
Nickelback going to be in Kansas City July 23rd.
It's not Never Made It as a White Man.
However you want to sing it. That's...
I don't know the words to any songs.
Transformers The Last Night won the box office in its opening weekend, but with the lowest debut of any of the series' previous films, earned $69.1 million, which included showings from Tuesday as well as Wednesday and Thursday. If you just count the Friday through Sunday weekend period, the gross drops to $45 million. Wonder Woman landed in second place with 25, and Cars 3 slipped to the number 3 position with 25 million.
You know what tomorrow night is? Despicable Me 3
the
screening.
The advanced screening.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that's tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh, I need to RSVP.
Do you need a little kid to take so you don't look awkward?
Do I have to, or can I just go?
What about the email that said deadline last Wednesday? Did you not understand? Need to
I
RSVP.
I didn't read it. Remember that part? I was at a golf tournament.
That's your entertainment news for Monday on The Show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda. Big Slick Week on The Show continues now.
Well, it's more of a wrap-up of Big Slick Weekend as they set another record this weekend. Did you see that?
$1.75 million raised to benefit the Cancer Center at Children's
Just
Mercy.
Awesome.
Huge. Last year it was at 1.3, so that was a nice jump.
I think we should talk about what happened Friday after we left here. So we left the show early. We went down to the press conference at Children's Mercy, and we set up, and they had all the TV cameras and everything, and we got to sit in the room, and they brought the boys in. They brought four of them in, because Sudeikis was traveling. So Riggle and Koechner, Paul Rudd and Stone Street were there and talked about the mission of Big Slick and what they were, you know, a little bit of history there.
And after they talked about it and people asked some questions, then they got to play with some of the kids from Children's Mercy. Paul Rudd was playing Django with the little girl.
Right.
It was so cool to watch them in the magic tricks.
Stone Street was more impressed than the kids were.
He was all...
He was like, hey, you got to see this trick. You got to see this one.
Yeah.
But it was so cool to watch
them. Well, and out of that, we made a little video. We came back and made a video of that. And I got to say, it was a real heartstring puller because when you think about, like, what you're watching and these... The kids are really what it's all about. I mean, that's the face of Big Slick right there. Those kids.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
And that video is posted on our Facebook page. Go to it now, and you can scroll down just a little bit and get to that. And then, after the press conference, a few hours later, we made it out to the celebrity softball game at the K.
Right.
We headed out there, and they had the press in a different area than they did last year, and we didn't have quite as easy access to the celebrities as we did last year. And so I was kind of like, I'm not going to get to meet Weird Al. I'm not going to get, and this isn't going to happen. Then at the end of the game, they let the press go down closer to home plate, and we're down there, and David Cook from American Idol, he had borrowed a Batman mask from Joey.
Right.
Our producer. So he comes over to bring Joey the mask back, and I go, hey, man, Weird Al's right over there.
It didn't give him any luck, Joe, by the way, because he didn't hit a home run this year.
No, but his team did win.
That's true, right.
Joey's right, but no, I felt like I gave him some bad luck. Mask is the way to go.
Stick with Chewbacca.
Right.
But so David Cook comes over, and I go, hey, man, if you could get Weird Al to come over here, like, whatever you need. Yeah. Like, I'll try to pay you back in however I can. So I see him go over, he leans down, he talks to Weird Al, and I see him point over at us, and then Weird Al gets up and starts walking towards us. And in that moment, I started screaming, it's happening! It's happening! He's coming here! I have 20 seconds. I have 20 seconds to figure out what I'm going to say to Weird Al.
Right.
This is like, he's huge to me. You don't understand. I've been listening to him since I was 5.
No, you've said this before. This is the biggest thing to happen to you.
Growing up, it was Saturday Night Live and Weird Al. That was my childhood.
And I very quickly avoided an elbow in my face from Jen because she was flapping her arms like
now,
crazy people.
In the meantime, me on the camera, I had put the camera away. So I thought we were done because I was kind of like, well, they put us on the opposite end of the celebrities this year. We're not going to get to talk to anybody. It doesn't do us any good to take pictures, whatever. So I put it away. And then Weird Al, she's like, Weird Al's coming. I have one bar left of battery. I had to borrow an SD card because I forgot it. And I didn't know when it was going to run out of time. So I'm just sitting here going, I'm rolling, but I hope it stays.
Oh, no.
And I hope the mic is on.
Yeah,
that was the other thing.
That too, right.
And then the rest of the media, all the TV stations were standing there, and they hadn't gotten any interviews either. So then they're all excited because they see Weird Al coming. So everyone gathers around us. David Cook walks Weird Al over and says, Weird Al, KC1021, and makes this introduction. And I'm like,
yes.
Can I ask you a few questions for our morning show?
And this is what came out of it, folks.
Can we interview you really quick for our morning radio show?
Sure.
Okay, so congratulations. You're getting a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. What? You're kidding me? I know.
That's pretty cool. I mean, my fans have been kind of angling for that for, I don't know, 2 decades, a long time. And they try every single year. And it's gotten to the point where I don't even like, you know, I used to really hope it happened. And then after a while, it's sort of like, you know, like in Shawshank Redemption, you know, like he was tired of waiting for parole. So he just forgot about it. And then he got let out of jail. So I kind of feel the same way.
Is getting a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame better or worse than winning a Grammy?
Well, that's hard to say. I mean, the Grammy is really recognition from your peers, but the Hollywood Walk of Fame star, that only happens once. I mean, you can get a bunch of Grammys, and each of them is great, but once you got a star on the Walk of Fame, people will be urinating on you for generations to come.
Okay, so I'm Croatian, and you're Yugoslavian. Have you ever had povetica?
I don't think so. What's that?
Gosh, it's like a bread. It's a delicious bread. You make it Easter and Christmas. Povetica. Povitica.
I'm going to have to Google that and look it up and have some tonight.
Perfect. Okay. Povetica.
Okay.
Yes. Now, Hanson lately has been throwing...
Okay, now, I got to jump in here because I hear you like at this point. And you're like, okay, what are the other questions I have for him? Is that what's going through your head? What is
Which
going
is
through your
I
head
said,
right
Jen,
now?
Which is why I said, Jen, tell me what they were.
I started to blank after the second one. As he was answering the second question, I'm like, what am I going to talk to him about next? Where am I going?
right.
Yeah. Okay. Povetica.
Okay.
Yes. Now, Hanson lately has been throwing some shade at Bieber. Are you Team Hanson or Team Biebs?
Well, I'm team everybody. I don't like to throw shade. I've worked with Hanson. I'm close with those guys. So if I have to pick a side, I guess I'd go Team Hanson. But you know, the Biebs has been okay with me. I mean, he let me do a song in a polka medley. So they've both been, you know, friendly towards me. I don't want to cast shade on anybody.
And now, when you look at me, do you actually hear white and nerdy going through your head?
Well, I do that constantly, no matter what.
Fantastic. Thank you for coming over.
Thank you.
Genuine, like, complete excitement.
That was amazing. You did a really good job for being there on the spot. That was awesome.
And the reason I asked him the Hanson Bieber question is because I knew he had worked with Hanson, so I knew that there was a relationship there.
Right,
it wasn't completely random.
Yeah, no, he got to both of those, right.
So now, David Cook, I tell you, we will play your brand new single, Gimme Heartbreak, like a million times a day.
Well, I don't know if we can promise that, but maybe we can give him a spin here. How about that?
Can somebody please download it on iTunes?
Give me the heartbreak. Bring on the heart. Word in the word.
single from Kansas City's own David Cook.
Thank you, David Cook. You introduced me to Weird Al.
All right, we got a couple of calls here on the line. We got a girl who says she works at Strawberry Hill.
Oh, perfect.
And then Peter says he went to Big Slick this weekend, so we want to get to them, but we'll do that in the next segment. If you have any interaction this weekend, if you went to the auction or the ball game or anything, or you saw one of the celebrities out, or give us a call or text.
Maybe you had enough money to actually bid on the auction item Saturday night.
Oh, then we'd love to know you.
Yes.
816-576-7102 is our number. We'll do it next on the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
A lot of hearts over the weekend when Big Slick and the celebrities were here with $1.75 million raised in one weekend for Children's Mercy Hospital. That's just awesome.
Set another record. It's more than they've raised ever before. It's
unbelievable.
Impressive.
So we've got some people on the phone that had some Big Slick experiences this weekend. If you are among them and you want to give us a shout, 816-576-7102. A little Snapchat here this morning about Big Slick. And seeing some of the people out there, let's go to let's talk to Peter first and find out what celebrities he saw over the weekend. Hey, Peter, welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call. I listen to you guys. You guys are great. I went to the Big Slick Saturday. They were in a prairie fire.
Uh-huh.
And I did not even know Weird Al was there. I didn't know Johnny Knoxville from Jackass was there. I didn't even know all these other celebrities. And I was, like, taking pictures. And I was, like, my favorite was Johnny Knoxville. He's actually a really nice mm-hmm. guy. And Knoxville is my favorite. Sudeikis, Paul Rudd, and Eric Stone Street. I got pictures of them.
That's really cool, man. That's awesome.
We tried to get a Stone Street picture as we were walking on the field at the celebrity game Friday night, but he was getting his Royals jersey signed mm-hmm. by Royals players, and I was kind of waiting until he got done with that so I didn't bug him, but then he took off running across, and I'm like,
oh no.
I wanted a selfie with Lo Kane so bad. Hey, he walked in front of us a couple times.
Let's talk to Sarah. By the way, you've got to tell the Weird Al story about where he fist bumped everybody, but Jen missed, and she thought she missed her only chance in life. But we'll talk about that in a second. Let's go to, this is Sarah. Good morning. Will you welcome to the show.
I do. Well, I work at Strawberry Hill Povetitza, which is no longer on Strawberry Hill.
No.
They had to move their facilities.
It's on I-35.
But I heard
Jim pass it all the time.
Needing Povetitza.
We always need Povetitza. I love Strawberry Hill.
Absolutely. I absolutely adore working there. It is the best job I've ever had.
I have a confession to make. I may or may not stop in there and get free samples on a pretty regular basis.
You would not be the only person. And, you know, I work there, so I have to hit the gym every day
to
counteract the free samples.
Yeah. See, now my mom's trying to teach me how to make it, but it's such a hard process. It takes so long, and it's so just labor-intensive that we only do it, like, at Easter and Christmas.
Exactly, which is when most people do it. And our bakers have a glassed-in work area, so we can watch them anytime we want to. And I've watched them do that, and I could never, ever consider trying to do that.
Yeah, it is fascinating to stand in the window and watch them. I could stand there for hours. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to have a Croatian connection on the phone.
Absolutely. Well, I heard you mention Weird Al, and I'm like, oh, man, she has just got to come in and get some.
Oh, honey, I'm there all the time. Please.
Thank you for the call, Sarah. I appreciate it.
You should have seen my mom, who grew up on Strawberry Hill in KCK, which is a Croatian community, if you're not familiar with it. She posted my video with Weird Al,
right.
And immediately she got all these comments saying, oh, his dad, you know, grew up on Strawberry Hill. His grandpa got baptized here and here. Like, all
wow.
of these comments. Everybody knew Weird Al's lineage. The reason I didn't ask Weird Al specifically about that was because his parents were killed in a terrible carbon monoxide accident.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to talk about it for a long time, even though that was back in 2004. I'm like, I'm not bringing that up.
Right.
But he does have a KCK connection, which is why I asked about Povetitza.
And that's something. That's cool. And we were, you know, earlier before that, before you even get the chance to, he was up to bat and he had... run over, and Shaylee was right there to get this.
Yeah, so he had run over. He goes by the dugout suite, goes right up to right where we were kind of sectioned off, fist bumps me, and I hear Jen coming right behind me. And as soon as she gets there, I think he saw her and goes whoop and zips around.
And he was gone, and I just hear, no! No!
I started to throw my phone on the ground, in anger. It's like that was my one chance. That was it. That was my chance to talk to Weird Al. But alas.
You thought it was over.
But I got a fist bump.
Yeah. Shaylee
got the fist bump. You want to bump my fist?
There you go.
He did that too.
That's okay. I got pictures with him later. It was fine.
Oh, jeez. And Joey made his Twitter and Instagram. If you go to Weird Al, the picture that Weird Al just posted actually has Joey, our producer, standing in the background.
Huh. Told me that as soon as I got in, it is my lame claim to fame. So I throw a Weird Al reference in there.
Perfect.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, a good time had by all this weekend, I think, and so much money raised for Children's Mercy. That is just fantastic. We love that.
Awesome. And you can still, I think, get the limited edition t-shirts. You don't have to stop donating now. You still can. Just check it out. BigSlickKC.org.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Here's Shaylee with the All Access.
So Chiefs trainer David Price spoke to TMZ after former player Ryan O'Callaghan said that he helped him from not committing suicide after struggling with being gay and being in the closet.
That's what athletic trainers do day in and day out. It's just that it's not usually a life and death situation. It's normally about a sprain or a strain. But what you have to do is use your judgment in when somebody comes to you with something. And if it's as critical as the things that Ryan was going through, you have to act on it immediately.
He's really been hailed as a hero, and that's interesting.
Huge. Beyonce gave birth 2 weeks ago on Monday, but their babies are still in the hospital. We found out why. They're apparently under the lights, which typically means they have jaundice. Have you ever known anyone to have jaundice?
It's pretty common, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
How long do they stay in the hospital for something like that?
I don't know. You'd have to ask a nurse that, but I mean that's not something that's
nothing
so rare.
Too crazy. Yeah, it says that there's no long-term medical issues with
and
it.
Twins usually are smaller, aren't they?
Yeah.
So they typically have a little undercooked.
Yeah, and she had a boy and a girl. Undercooked boy and a girl, apparently. And it's official. Jen's favorite, Aaron Andrews, married Jarrett Stoll on Saturday in Montana on his 35th birthday.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, and Tara Lipinski just got married, too.
Oh, she's a cutie.
Yeah.
Aaron Andrews before at the reception, she's like, let's show the package of how we got together. Come on, roll that package. Let's go.
Is that wrong? That's your all access.
Stop saying that. Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Look, I'm just happy he's out of jail and able to be at the wedding.
What?
He got arrested not that long ago for the cocaine. You know what I'm talking about?
Is that right?
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, well.
You know. Their wedding was beautiful.
I'm sure it was.
Good for them. In Montana.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Ashley and Olathe, you a big fan of Adam Lambert's?
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing well. All right, we're going to play the Whisper Challenge.
All right, so Brian, you're going to give me clues.
I am indeed, yes.
Try to get me to say these things.
That's
Shaylee will be giving Joey clues. So which team would you like, Ashley?
I'll do your team.
Okay, going with me and Brian.
Okay, all right, that's good.
All right.
I feel confident about us this time. So.
I think Shaylee and Joey should have to go first.
So we already gave you guys the basket.
All right, fine.
All right.
We've got the cool name, Team
Let me
Showy.
Position myself here so that it's optimum. Can you see me?
I can see you.
Okay. All right. That's good. Okay. I'm going to get myself in. Get ready.
I'm turning on music very loud now. I'm going to be listening to Weird Al's polka medley since I got to meet him Friday.
Okay. There we go. I'm all set here. I get the baskets. Ooh, work out a little bit. Stretch this out. You ready? Thumbs up. Thumbs up. Okay. All right. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock in 3, 2, 1. Hot dog race.
Octorectus.
Hot. Hot.
Hot. Act.
Hot.
Act.
Hot.
Talk.
Hot.
Act.
No. Hot. Hot. Dog.
Dog.
Race. Okay, forget that. All right, let's go to white and dirty. White.
What?
White.
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 And
white hot.
Dirty. And
white
dirty.
Heat. 30.
White.
White hot.
White.
White.
And dirty.
Hat. Dirty.
And nerdy.
What? What is
and
dirty?
And nerdy. Okay.
Oh my god, I'm dead.
Farfig Nugan.
Farfig Nugan.
Yes!
Woo!
Oh my god, where did we get that one?
Not the one.
Dustin Colquitt.
Trainee. You're out.
I am disappointed in you, Jennifer.
Wow. We got three, though.
We got one. No, you tried four. You got one. That is very different.
All right, let's see. First, we had hot dog race.
Oh.
I did not get that.
I was trying to say, I was circling me going, hot.
Oh, yeah, that's, hot,
baby. That's why that did not happen.
Right. I did not catch that at all.
You didn't get white and nerdy.
Oh!
That's why we're disappointed.
How did you not get white and nerdy?
I don't know.
We actually did get Farfignugan.
Yeah, well, that makes perfect sense.
And right off the bat, like,
I know,
as soon as
right? How did
it,
you
I'm
get
like,
that?
Oh, clearly, that's what
and,
that is.
And Dustin Colquitt was the last one I picked out of just randomness there.
That's tough. All right.
So.
All right. You guys just have to get one.
All right.
Well, two to win.
No
one
pressure,
to tie.
Joe.
Clearly, the streak's on the line.
That's right, it is.
Shaylee's giving the clues. What are you, what are you listening to?
The music on?
Oh, yeah.
He can't hear us.
Okay.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, and we'll do this in 3, 2, 1.
T-Bone. T.
Cat.
T.
Pat.
Bone.
Paul Rudd.
T-Bone.
What?
T.
Dustin Colquitt.
Okay, we're passing. Okay.
Nowhere close.
Chocolate. Chocolate.
Jaws.
Chocolate. Hey.
Shawn Mendes.
Chocolate.
Charlie.
Chocolate.
Charlie.
Oh. Chocolate.
Pass. I have no idea.
Oh, God. Modern Family. Modern.
25 seconds.
Modern
Paul.
Family. Oh, my God.
Brian,
Joey, you're going to ruin my streak.
Out.
Ice cream truck.
Ice cream headache.
Ooh. Ice cream truck.
Ice cream truck.
Yes.
Oh. There's one for the tie.
Taylor Swift. Taylor.
10 seconds.
Taylor Swift. Real Housewives. Real Housewives.
What?
Oh, man. No.
Oh,
tie goes to the Ashley.
Yes,
Ashley,
it does.
Tickets for you, Queen and Adam Lambert, July 9th at Sprint Center. They're all yours.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Hold on 1 second. Joey, we'll get the info. What did you get? You got one.
You got, what did you
was
get?
Was it ice cream truck?
Ice cream truck.
You got ice cream truck,
T-Bone
yeah.
was the first one. Chocolate cake, Modern Family, Taylor Swift, and Real Housewives.
You were very close to Taylor Swift, and
you
then
were.
You passed after you got Taylor, and I thought,
he had Sailor.
Man.
He had Sailor.
Oh, you said Sailor?
Sailor.
Oh, man. Well.
But yeah, the first one was T-Bone, and you guessed Paul Rudd.
That was
very right there.
In the neighborhood, I think.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Shaylee watched a new movie over the weekend.
She's catching up on this long list of movies we told her she needs to see because she hadn't seen anything. And she finally watched Gremlins for the first time. And the text I got from her immediately afterward was everybody high in the 80s? That movie was a little creepy.
If you had watched just Gremlins, Fraggle Rock, Labyrinth.
Oh, yeah.
You'd think we're all crazy.
It's true.
Oh, those were such good movies. All right, so... what did you think of Gremlins, first off?
Well, it was a little terrifying. I wasn't prepared for that. I didn't know what it was about.
And we should say, she's scared of clowns and mascots anyway. So.
Right, so it was kind of terrifying.
Sure.
Right. But, I mean, I'm watching it, and what's funny is that everybody, I have a shih tzu, and so everyone said, when she was a puppy, even now, sometimes, she looks just like Gizmo from Gremlins. And I'm like, what does that mean? And so when I start watching it, I'm like, oh, she kind of does. And then they turn into these crazy little monsters, and... she does not look like that. Then I got very offended.
Okay, so if
I'm
you have
scared.
A trivia question for Shaylee about Gremlins, you can text us or call 816-576-7102. We are going to quiz you to make sure you did, in fact, watch this. Let's start with the basics.
Right.
What are the three rules?
The rules.
Can't feed them after midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give them, don't put water on them.
Mm-hmm.
And don't turn on the light.
Yes. And then don't feed them after midnight always confuse me because I'm like, well, what about noon? That's after midnight, technically.
Yeah, like what is the is it midnight to 6?
Right. What's the time
midnight
cut
to
off
8?
There?
Yeah, from what I remember the marketing of this movie when I was a kid is that it was marketed kind of as a horror film, like don't get them wet and whatever you do, do not feed them after midnight.
Right.
Like, do you remember that for
some reason?
That like scared the heck out of us.
Yeah. All right, Shaylee, how much did Billy's father pay for Gizmo?
Ooh, $200.
Yes, very good. Let's go to Joey. He's raising his hand. He's got a question in the other room.
Okay.
Joey?
Oh, he's on the phone. He's getting a phone call
Okay.
here.
Sorry about this. Lay on that.
Yes, you have a question for Shaylee?
What movie did all the gremlins go see?
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's tough. I would have to go back and think about that for a minute.
My gosh.
Name one of the kitchen appliances that they used to kill one of the gremlins. You got a couple of choices here. That's one of my favorite scenes.
Wasn't it a blender?
There is a blender one, yeah. Mm,
yep.
Microwave would also be acceptable. Yes. And this good old-fashioned stabbing with a knife.
That was terrifying.
You put it in those terms. You look back on it now like, oh, that was kind of...
When I'm seeing it for the first time, I'm like, what were you guys thinking? This is not a good movie. This is terrifying.
It was fantastic when I was nine. Was.
Yeah.
No.
One more question. Who is the voice of Gizmo?
Howie Mandel.
Yes.
Ah, yeah. Nice.
All right. She, in fact, did watch Gremlins.
Right.
I have no doubt.
Yes, she did.
She has made it through another film.
Thank you.
We still have a very long list to go. You still have the vacation films to get through.
I am not watching Gremlins 2. I found out there was a second one.
Oh,
I'm not watching
The New Batch. Don't watch that.
Why? That was great.
No.
I love that film. Aww. Gremlins 2, it's in the big skyscraper, and they take over, and there's... it's perfect. Yeah,
I'm good.
Yeah, it is awesome.
I nominate either vacation. I think because it's summertime, I say vacation or European vacation should be next for you.
Okay.
Well, I did just get Apple TV, so I'll find it.
That's a good 4th of July one. You're right.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
All right, watch a couple of films. You've got some vacation time coming up with 4th of July. Mm-hmm. We'll come back and quiz you again.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Jen is the one who got to meet Weird Al on Friday Night at Big Slick, and she's here with entertainment news.
Transformers, the last night, won the box office in its opening weekend, but with the lowest debut of any of the series' previous films, earned $69 million. That includes showings from Tuesday as well as Wednesday and Thursday. If you just count the Friday through Sunday showings, the gross drops to $45 million.
One of these things take like $200 million to film, right?
Right.
All the effects and everything?
Yep, just to break even, you got to make big bucks. Wonder Woman landed in second place with $25 million, and then Cars 3 slipped to the number 3 position with $25 million. Beyoncé and Bruno Mars, big winners at the 2017 BET Awards in Los Angeles. Last night, Beyoncé was named Best Female R&B Pop Artist and also claimed the Viewer's Choice Award and Video of the Year, both for Sorry. Mars took home the Best Male R&B Pop Artist trophy and shared the Video of the Year prize for 24K Magic. And Nickelback getting ready to come to Starlight, but don't be surprised if the crowd knows the words better than singer Chad Kroeger. He recently talked to People magazine and said sometimes he forgets the words to his own songs.
Oh, that's good.
You've just blank a song you've played 1,000 times. You're like, never made it as a wise man. What the hell's the words? I've said this song 1,000,000 times. And all of a sudden you're just like,
yeah.
It's like the plane's coming down no matter what.
Yeah.
Nickelback's going to be in Kansas City July 23rd.
At this point, do they need to even sing the words?
No.
I think people know.
Crowd can probably. Do it.
Yeah.
That's your entertainment news for Monday on The Show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.